Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, who's had packages arrive yet? Morning Magic, Boston's Christmas Station, Magic 106.7. I love how Sue raises her hand. You actually raised your hands. Of course you have packages coming.
Me.
Did you do most of your shopping, all of your shopping, a little of your shopping on Cyber Monday?
I got probably 10 items.
Well,
on Cyber Monday?
Out of how many items do you suppose you'd be buying? Like 100?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because of the whole Prime two-day shipping, yesterday was the start of it. And all of a sudden, a U-Haul pulled into my driveway. And I mean, I'm used to the UPS trucks and the mail trucks and all that, but a U-Haul pulled in. The guy came out, but he was in a UPS uniform and opened up the back.
You mean like it was just like a regular truck you could rent?
Yes.
Like a kid moving into college?
That's funny. One of those box trucks, U-Haul box trucks. And he opened up the back and started taking packages out. My neighbors are probably like, oh, God, here she goes. But it's, you know, it was 2 days after Cyber Monday. And I think all of a sudden that's when everything hits because everybody's getting their packages.
I bet they're hiring subcontracting trucks or something. And they don't have enough of the brown trucks because there's so much delivery that's going on. Everybody's shopping on. I mean, I know people go back to the stores and stuff, but I do probably 75% of my shopping, 90% of my shopping online.
I would say I do like 75 or 80 online too.
I do too. I think, well, I try to take advantage when children are in school. So if I have to get like gifts for everybody, like my nieces and nephews, my kids won't see them because then they'll think, oh, is that mine? No,
yeah.
I have to explain, no, it's for, has to go under the tree. It's for, you know, so-and-so and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you do more online or you do more?
I do probably 40 online, 60. What's the rest? 60. Yeah, that would be to 100, right? 60 in the stores.
Not a math major.
Does anybody worry about getting the wrong thing when you order online?
Yes.
So, because I'll order online and I'll just throw all the bags and boxes and stuff in part of my closet and I don't open them. Or used to. That used to be my plan. Then I realized stuff would get wrong and it'd be mixed up and or something didn't arrive and you didn't know it. And then when you go to wrap it 2 days before Christmas, it's kind of too late to try to remedy that.
Yeah.
Well, so do you have piles where you sort stuff and you put it all, this is what I got Emma, this is what I got Katie, this is what I got Tom.
Yeah, and it's hard because like with Emma and Katie, I don't know if it's going to be the right or the wrong thing, if they're going to like it, I don't know if it's going to fit. So you have to kind of roll the dice with the online. It's way easier. There's so much that I love about it, but it's a roll of the dice.
Do you keep all the receipts and the packing and all that stuff? I go, I'm just going to throw it away and figure it out later.
You got to keep the receipts.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just have an envelope that I shove all the receipts in, but then I don't know what goes with what.
And do you ever have to go back into that envelope and fish out some small scrap of paper that two weeks after Christmas to return something?
It's always the one receipt I can't find. Yeah. I'll have 100 receipts in that little envelope, and the one thing that has to go back, I'll go through the envelope and I'm like, nope, not there.
You know,
every other receipt.
I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that.
You can scan their tags, you know, with your phone and it can locate the stores with which those were sold in.
Of course, Kendra knows that. She's the return queen.
You can
scan
the tag on anything with your phone and there's an app for it and it'll tell you.
But if you got it online, will it tell you that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. But you can go into most places and return Amazon purchases in the store.
We're talking to the girl who slept on a set of sheets for 2 months and then returned them.
Right.
So
I'll say one more thing about the shopping online that we're all doing, and I'm directing this at you, Kendra.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got to tip the driver, especially if it's the regular driver that shows up. You do. Sue, back me
she
up on
tips
this.
Nobody.
Never. I'm never home.
Your letter carrier, your mail carrier.
You've never even tipped your mailman.
And you got to
mail
the
carrier.
UPS and the FedEx driver. You do.
I never see them. I'm never home. I have to leave in an envelope for them? I don't know when they're coming.
No, we're not buying this.
That's
we're not
insane.
Having
no, you guys are. That's insane.
Nope.
No way.
You
no
gotta
way.
Tip them.
You
got to find
everybody.
A way. You wait. That's why they ring the doorbell. So you can come out and say, thank you. Wait. Come back. And you give them the deke and you hand them a $10 bill. Say,
yes.
Merry Christmas.
I've never. never home when they leave packages.
But why? Sometimes you must be home.
And they know, by the way.
You just said you're hiding in your pajamas.
Yeah, but they always ring the doorbell and leave. Nobody goes, excuse me, let me hand you a $5 bill.
What?
No. You guys are insane with that.
And it would only be $5 for her because God knows
Hold
she
on.
Doesn't ever tip more than $5.
Right?
Yeah, let me see if I can split the nickel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.